Sometimes I meet someone new and I think to myself, it is so good to meet a truly humble person because there aren't nearly enough of us left.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
My library consists almost entirely of borrowed books. Well, I'm kidding, but one that I must return is jam-packed with random quotes from the world of sports. Like this from Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench. I was thinking about making a comeback until I pulled a muscle vacuuming. NBA executive Pat Williams said, "We can't win at home, we can't win on the road, I just can't figure out where else to play." Former NBA center Chuck Nevitt told the press, "My sister's expecting a baby, and I don't know if I'm going to be an aunt or an uncle." Heavyweight legend Rocky Graziano famously said, "I quit school in the sixth grade because of pneumonia. Not because I had it, but because I couldn't spell it." Hall of Fame NFL receiver Jerry Rice said, "I feel like I'm the best, but you're not going to get me to say that." Well, we'd all like to be the best, Jerry. To hold the trophy high and chant, "I'm number one." Most of my sports career was spent shouting, "I'm number 12, which is not something you shout loudly. The truth is, I'm not number one. God comes first, others next, then me. Philippians 2 tells us, don't be selfish. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. When you arrive at that moment of realizing you're more concerned with giving than receiving, you have struck gold. You have discovered the greatest key to lasting friendship, selflessness. David Ireland was dying from a crippling neurological disease his wife was expecting when he wrote the book Letters to an Unborn Child. David would never take that child to a ball game or on a camping trip, but that child would know he was loved. Here's what David tells his child about his wife. "Your mother is very special. Taking her out to dinner means she has to dress me, shave me, brush my teeth, comb my hair, wheel me out of the house and down the steps, open the garage and put me in the car, take the pedals off the chair, stand me up, sit me in the seat of the car, twist me around so that I'm comfortable, fold the wheelchair, put it in the car, go around to the other side of the car, start it up, back it out, get out of the car, pull the garage door down, get back into the car, and drive off to the restaurant. And then it starts all over again. Finally, we sit down to dinner, and she feeds me throughout the entire meal. And when it's over, she pays the bill, pushes the wheelchair out to the car again, and reverses the same routine. And with real warmth, she'll say, 'Honey, thank you for taking me out to dinner.' I never quite know what to answer. When I have to wash my hair, this involves sitting with my shirt off in front of the sink. There's a mirror there, and I'm able to look at myself, the muscles and flesh having slowly disappeared, and I begin to feel depressed. Joyce will say, 'Oh, don't look. I'm going to take that silly mirror down if you don't stop admiring yourself.' Then your mother will sit down, place my hand in her lap, and say, 'You're so handsome to me. You're the most handsome man in the world. I love you so much.' And somehow, out of the ancient well of our experience together, I know she means it." Wow. This is love, my friends. We need to hear about such people, don't we? I admire the skills of athletes, but we must never elevate the stars above the servants. Because of Huntington's disease in our family, I have brothers-in-law like the amazing caregiver we just read about. Such sacrificial love is the cornerstone of our faith. God bless you as you love and serve others today. Philippians 2 assures us that we're on the pathway to joy when we smile and say, "I'm number 3.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper: encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.